When you look back at the two games with the Packers last year, is there something you noticed on Capers? I mean, you know some of the things he's going to do, but some things from those two games specifically you kind of remember him doing?
Yeah, Dom Capers does a great job of teaching technique, and their defense really understands what they're trying to get done. And it's been a veteran group. They've added Peppers, who knows how to play, and so he just had to get in and get used to the way they do things. But he's always done a good job of coaching defense, and so it's just a group that really does a nice job fitting their gaps and understanding who they're covering. They do a nice job of mirroring receivers, especially on third down. Their corners, their nickels, their nickelback really carry the receivers tightly, and you have to make accurate throws on third down and to move the chains. And the number one thing for this game is to make sure that we can continue drives and advance on third down.
What have you seen from Peppers maybe that's been different than he has been in the past? I know he's kind of moving all over the place there.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of resting him and then playing him, so he's staying fresh. They have a group of 7 to 8 guys that can rush the passer. So between their outside linebackers moving to defensive end and the nickel, which he's one of them, and their defensive line, they're rotating guys, keeping those guys fresh, and that's where you see the difference is. He's not playing every down, so when he comes in, he can give it everything.
How much are you concerned about the lack of production in the running game? Are you just looking at, like, playing a couple of opponents that are real good against the run, and it was easier to throw the ball against them?
Well, game plan-wise, in the last two games, we've chosen and gone into it thinking that we're not going to hand the ball to the halfback in the backfield very often. We didn't feel it was advantageous to win the game. So you can see we limited the opportunities that Matt had, and we thought we had to throw the football to win, but run it enough to keep him honest. And I thought we did a nice job in the last drive when we were trying to kill some time to secure the lead of running the football.
How much do you take, like, for example, how much success Matt had against the Packers last year? How different are they defensively? And do you judge that when you're going to game plan for this year?
Well, last year we played him. Matthews didn't play, and that makes a big difference when he's in the game. And they're at full strength now, and so we need to bring our A game to gain yards and to have Matt Forte gaining yards. I think we need to continue to work a balanced attack and give him opportunities.
Do you get a sense that he maybe get a little frustrated or kind of falling in line with, you know, with the opponents and just the way
Matt understands he's a very intelligent football player, so he understands game plans and winning and losing, and when winning's more important than stats, he's all in.
How big of a challenge is it to continue practice without Marshall? I know he knows how to play.
Yeah, no, it's a continued challenge. We're going above and beyond to make sure he knows what he needs to do. There's plenty of extra meeting that he's able to watch and see, and that's all we can hope for. You know, if a guy's hurt, he's hurt. There's nothing you can do about it, and as soon as we can get him back on the practice field, we'd love to have him back.
Can you talk about what you learned about the depth of your O-line this year, just throughout having to use more guys than usual?
Yeah, last year we were lucky enough to get into the last game until we needed a substitute lineman. And this year it didn't happen that way, and that's just the way football goes. And you're always trying to keep 8 guys that are ready to start. And we're lucky that we have those guys to step in. De La Puente and Michael Ola have done a nice job, and we'd like to have the starters back. And at the same time, they've done a nice job in protecting the quarterback and running it when we selected to do that. That's a good question, because O-line is a 5-man unit, including the tight end, a 6-man unit in the blocking schemes. And it's important that they do know the reactions and the responses that the guy next to them is going to have to certain things. You can't practice everything. You can follow rules and techniques, But like you said, guys do things a little bit differently, just in their style, their abilities. And so it takes time to work together with another guy. And so you'll see a play here and there that might have been more successful if they were more used to each other.
Aaron, we've been talking a lot about Jordan Mills before the year, about not getting any preseason time. How has he done so far in your eyes? And it looks like he's going to be seeing a lot of Julius Peppers.
Yeah, Jordan has been very solid for us. He has done a good job in pass protection. Everybody's going to give up a little bit of pressure or a sack in, you know, one out of 200 or 300 passes that we've had, you know. So it's going to happen at times, and he's done a nice job of being physical in both the run game and the pass game. I don't see where the games in the preseason have hurt him. Because of all the play he's had last year.